So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Thursday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, and also streaming live on YouTube. 888-710-4ISN is the number to jump on in. That's 888-710-4476. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, X at Zach Gelb. That's ZACHGELB. Or you can find me on TikTok at The Zach Gelb Show. Whole lot to do today. Willie Colon going to stop by 20 minutes from now. We'll be joined at 4 p.m. Eastern time, Sean Merriman. And then at 5 p.m. Eastern time, we will preview the Big 12 championship game. Talk a little Big 12 football. Texas Tech and BYU coming up this weekend with Ari Temkin, who's been hosting Big 12 radio for a long time. But first up, it is week 14 in the NFL. It does get kicked off tonight on Amazon Prime. It is the Dallas Cowboys going to the Detroit Lions, and you have two football teams moving in two completely different directions. The Dallas Cowboys got off to an ugly start to the season. They were 3-5-1. When the Cowboys were 3-5-1, it felt like after getting just embarrassed on a Monday Night Football game by the Arizona Cardinals, turn out the lights, the party's over, right? The fat lady was singing already la, on the Dallas Cowboys season. But then coming out of a bye week, they opened up a can of whoop-ass up against the Raiders, but they're the Raiders. Then they played the Philadelphia Eagles. And when they were 4-5-1, I'm looking at the Eagles, and I'm saying, all right, they play the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Lions, just win 2 out of 3, right? That's what I was sitting there and saying. And when they're down 21-0 to the Philadelphia Eagles, you're thinking to yourself, all right, this one's over. The Cowboys are going to fall to 4-6-1. And really, this little stretch that they put together, this one-game stretch, you're thinking to yourself, all right, it was fool's gold. Well, they came back and they beat the Eagles 24-21. Then they're playing Kansas City with the whole world having the game on. I don't know how many people were watching it, but the game was at least on because it was right in the middle of Thanksgiving. So let's be real. That's a food coma spot if I've ever heard of one. But the Dallas Cowboys, if you watch the game, their offense was tremendous, and they defeated the Kansas City Chiefs by a score of 31-28. So now the Dallas Cowboys are sitting here at 6-5-1. And on the other side, the team they play tonight and the house that they're going to, they're a football team that started the year off 4-1, and since then, they're 3-4. And they have compiled a record total overall of 7-5. And we just saw on Thanksgiving Day, as the Packers played the Lions earlier, that the Packers, you know, who are not a great team, they're a good team. They look like a great team up against the Lions. And the Lions defense, especially in their secondary, they got problems. And then on offense, when you ask Jared Goff to kind of throw the football more than 30 times a game, it's really not conducive to go win. But here's the crazy thing. In that game up against the Packers, Jared Goff didn't even throw the football 30 times. He only threw it 26. But this offense is just not intimidating right now. When Amon-Ra St. Brown gets hurt, Sam Laporta is out. And you know that who's the only lethal threat on the Detroit Lions? It's Jahmyr Gibbs. So you can utilize all your game plan in trying to slow down Jahmyr Gibbs when Amon-Ra St. Brown leaves the game with an injury, when Jared Goff isn't playing at a top 5-7 level that he's sometimes capable of, and Sam Laporta's out. Yeah, I get it. Jameson Williams is a good player. David Montgomery is a good player. You know, Jameson Williams, he got his on Thanksgiving Day. He had 7 receptions for a 144 and a score. But none of those players on the Lions really are game changers with Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's questionable for tonight. Sam Laporta, we know, is out, outside of Jahmyr Gibbs. So this Lions offense just wasn't intimidating, and the Green Bay Packers could pretty much do whatever they wanted, and the Lions weren't even at their best, and, you know, offensively, and they end up losing the game 31-24. So you have two teams that the Lions were trending this way. They were trending up. And the Cowboys at the beginning of the season, they were plummeting. But as they were about to plummet, now they've skyrocketed. Or they've at least now show a pulse. And maybe they're starting to move out of sports hospice. Where the Lions, they were sitting there, oh, it's wonderful. Oh, gee golly, it's great to be the Detroit Lions. 2 years ago, NFC Championship game. Last year, number one overall seed. But this year, they're on the verge of going back to where they've been for a while. And that's outside of the postseason. So this game tonight is an elimination game. This game, like the loser of this game tonight, I don't think they're making the playoffs. If the Detroit Lions lose, they will be 7-6 on the season. If the Dallas Cowboys lose, they will be 6-6-1 on the season. And you look at the playoff field right now, if the playoffs were to start tomorrow in the NFC, Chicago's the number one seed at 9-3. The Bears would be the 2 at 9-3. The Eagles are sitting there at 8-4. Tampa Bay is 7-5. Seattle is 9-3. Green Bay would be the 6. They are 8-3-1. And then the Niners would be the 7. They're 9-4. So if you're the Lions, you need this one tonight. And I don't think you're going to win this division after losing twice to the Packers. But you could still keep your wild card chances alive and the outside remote chance of you winning the division alive, because you would be 8-5. I know that the Bears and the Packers, right, this is just the start of week 14, but they're 8-3-1, the Packers, and the Bears are 9-3. And then if you are the Cowboys, if you lose this game, even though Jalen Carter's going to miss some time with the injury for the Eagles, and the Eagles' offense has been miserable as of late, but if you lose this game and you fall to 6-6-1, even though you beat the Eagles once, are you going to be, and you split with them because you lost the first game of the season, are you really going to catch them when you're 6-6-1 and the Eagles entering this week are 8-4? Probably not. But if the Cowboys win this one tonight, they're 7-5-1 with an Eagles team that we don't know which way it's going to go. It could go like last year where they won the Super Bowl. It could go where they were 2 years ago where they looked like they were a great team and they flopped down the stretch. So you could still chase Philly for that division, or bare minimum, you beat the Lions tonight, you move past them, and then maybe you could find a way to get that final wild card spot. But you look at the Lions. The Lions, if they lose tonight or if they win, they're scheduled the rest of the way. They have the Rams next week. I know the Rams just lost to the Carolina Panthers. They're at LA. The Rams are one of the best teams in football. Then they play the Steelers. You know, not a pushover, but a Steelers team that they're trending in the wrong direction as well. Then you play the Vikings. The Vikings have, you know, it's crazy to say, there's no resemblance of an offense right now. And then to wrap up the season, you have the vaunted Chicago Bears, who are actually doing good things with Caleb Williams and with Ben Johnson. So that's a tough schedule. You know, maybe you could lose one more game at most. Maybe. Like, if you lose tonight, you're 7-6. You know, you beat the Rams, the Steelers, the Vikings, and the Bears. You could potentially still sneak in the postseason. You could. At 11-6. Maybe. But can I trust the Lions that they're not going to lose two more games down the stretch? I can't right now. You tell me between the Cowboys, the Rams, the Steelers, the Vikings, and the Bears, five games. You tell me that they're going 4-1. Can you sit here confidently and tell me they're going 5-0? I can't. Seems like it's probably going to be 3-2. You know, maybe even 2-3, but probably 3-2. And if that's the case, you're 10-7, and you're probably going to be out of the postseason. Now, for the Cowboys, if they lose tonight, they're 6-6-1. Now, that tie is enormous. They play the Vikings, the Chargers, the Commanders, and the Giants down the stretch. Those are four more games that they get. So even if they lose tonight, could they get to 10-6-1 at the end of the year? Probably unlikely, but not impossible. You know, they could beat Minnesota. You know, who knows what the health of Justin Herbert is, and the Commanders of the Giants, they stink right now. So it's more plausible that way than it is for the Lions. But you look at the Cowboys, if they do win tonight, then they sit there at 7-5-1. And if you lose, it's a different feeling than a win. But if they win tonight and they're 7-5-1, yeah, you may look at Minnesota and the Chargers and the Commanders and the Giants, and you may say, yeah, we can. You know, we can win out. Now, I don't think they're going to win out. I do think they'll drop a game at least the rest of the season. But I look at tonight. I walked into the studio today and I said to myself, I think the Lions are going to win at home, right? Like, the Lions can't be this bad. The Cowboys, right? Maybe they're playing a little bit above their head of what they're capable of doing. You know, does it eventually have to crumble a little bit for Dallas and things have to even out with the Lions? But then I sat here and I was in the newsroom before the show and I said to myself, what unit do I trust the most in this game? And I looked at the Lions offense and I said, don't really trust them. Looked at the Cowboys defense and said, yeah, they're better, but I don't really trust them. I look at the Lions defense, don't really trust them. Cowboys offense, ding, 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 ding. Dak Prescott, ding, 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 ding. George Pickens, ding, 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 ding. CeeDee Lamb, ding, 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 ding. Kind of like the sound effects, if I'm being honest. Like, that's a trifecta. George Pickens has been a stud. You know, there's times he's a jackass, don't get me wrong. But he's been a stud this year. CeeDee Lamb is one of the best wide receivers in football. And even though I don't think that Dak Prescott fella is someone you win a Super Bowl with, I'll give credit. There are years where Dak plays his ass off. And this is one of those years where Dak is shaking that tushy. That's what he's doing. Second in the league in passing yards. Tied for second in passing touchdowns. He's been phenomenal. He's been really damn good. And think about it. This is a Cowboys team that their owner before the season traded away one of their best players. And they're here. They got a chance. It's not a great chance. But before the season, what do we think the Cowboys are going to be? A 6 or 7 win team. That's what we thought they were going to be. Now we're sitting and we're saying, so you're telling me there's a chance for Dallas that maybe they catch the Eagles to win the division? Or maybe they find a way to snag a wild card spot. I'm not saying it's likely, folks, but it's plausible. Plausible. So you look at the Lions, they lose tonight. The questions are going to start to spin about the Lions. And the questions are going to start to be asked. It's a bad look for Dan Campbell. Now, Dan Campbell's not in the hot seat. If you're a Lions fan that says, you know, Dan Campbell's in the hot seat, you're a stunad, all right? You're the Detroit Lions, for crying out loud. 2 years ago, you're the NFC title game. Last year, you were the number one overall seed. This year, you may miss the playoffs. And don't get me wrong, Dan Campbell just can't go for it in every scenario. Like, last week, he was down 10. and they're driving the football. You need a field goal at some point. He went for it, didn't get it, and they were down by 10. They weren't able to make it up. So eventually, you have to smarten up there. And I get it. He's going to be aggressive, 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 aggressive. But there's a difference in being aggressive and stupid. There's a difference of being aggressive and reckless. And there's times where he's stupid and reckless. He's got to change that. But no, Dan Campbell's not going anywhere. Even though I don't think Jared Goff, for most of the time, plays like a top 10 quarterback, he's not going anywhere. But people will wonder if their window has slammed shut. And I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. Now, they could still be a good team. They could still be in the playoffs. But are we going to walk into next year and say, hey, the Lions are a Super Bowl contender? Lions are a team we feel good about to go to the Super Bowl like we did this year? Probably not. And the offensive side of the ball looked like at times it was going to be good. Then Campbell's now calling plays. It's been a mess. And defensively, you know, it's been streaky. But it was streaky last year, even with Aaron Glenn when he was a defensive coordinator there. So the Lions have a lot more to lose. Like, if the Cowboys lose tonight, it's just, oh, all right, this fun little story came to an end. Can you really crush them for what happened before the start of the season? But tonight, the unit I trust the most is the Cowboys' offense. And nothing will surprise me tonight. And if the Lions win and blow them out, won't be surprised. If the Cowboys win and blow them out, won't be surprised. If the Cowboys win a close one, won't be surprised. If the Lions win a close one, won't be surprised. Nothing could surprise me in this game tonight. Nothing, 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 nothing. But if you ask me to make a prediction on the game, I'm going to go with the unit I trust the most. And that's the Cowboys' offense. So I think the Cowboys find a way to win the game tonight because I know Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens are going to show up. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Who do you like tonight? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Former NFL offensive lineman Willie Colon's going to join us on the other side. Does he think it's time to see his former head football coach Mike Tomlin part ways with the Pittsburgh Steelers? We will chat that on the other side. Sean Merriman, the former Pro Bowl linebacker with the Chargers, will join us at 4 p.m. Eastern time today. And Ari Temkin from Big 12 Radio will stop by as well. You can always get at me, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, or on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Zach Gelb. Make sure you follow. Go right now. Now, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B, or you can follow me on TikTok at The Zach Gelb Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Alrighty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We should be having Willie Colon on momentarily. A lot going on, obviously, in the NFL world as we're about to kick off week 14 of the NFL season tonight with the Dallas Cowboys going up against the Detroit Lions. And now joining us is the former NFL offensive lineman, played for the Steelers, played for the Jets, and that, of course, is Willie Colon. Willie, how you been, my man?
What's going on? Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you and your family as well. So Cowboys-Lions tonight, all of a sudden the Cowboys are back in it. The Lions have been trending in the wrong direction after starting the season off 4-1. Who do you trust more tonight in the showdown?
The Cowboys right now. I think they're the hottest team in football. I think right now you talk about the way Dak's playing. I think he's playing at an MVP level. I also think he finally has a defense that travels, and I don't think he had that last year. Now, we also understand the Cowboys are a different team on the road. They're 2-4 right now. But Dak has been solid. He's thrown 12 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions. But I think what's the caveat to it all is that we're looking at George Pickens through another lens, solely because of the relationship between him and Dak. And once again, I don't know how the Cowboys do it, but they do it time after time. They get a trio of some bad playmakers that can run up the scoreboard. So I like the way Dallas is playing. I love the way Dak's playing. And I also think, you know, sometimes when you get healthy at the right time, that propels your team. And I think the Cowboys are getting healthy at the right time right now. And they're playing at a high level.
You know, you look back at it, the Steelers, they got rid of George Pickens. They brought in DK Metcalf. Pickens has been behaving himself this year. He's playing his ass off. I know at times he acted like a little bit of a jackass with the Steelers. I think that's fair to say. Looking back at it, do you think that was a mistake by the Steelers to go all in for DK Metcalf and then send George Pickens off to the Cowboys?
It feels like it, don't it?
Right?
it feels like it. You know, I think right now the only issue – well, I think one of the issues, I don't think they could have taken two Hollywood's, you know, minded receivers in one locker room. You know, DK, as great as an athlete he is, he does come with some baggage. And I think Pickens, I think they kind of ran the – they ran the – sorry, that was my wife. Pickens kind of ran his course with Mike Tomlin and the organization, and things had to happen. But – I'm happy with the growth. And sometimes, listen, I think the Steelers and Mike Tomlin are one of the most patient teams in all of the NFL. But when you have to be able to learn from your mistakes. We've seen what happened with them and Antonio Brown, and how to, even though Antonio Brown was on a Hall of Fame trajectory, there was a lot of bad that came with him too, right? And so I think they were like, they're more focused on good character, hard-nosed ball players. And sometimes you just got to cut your losses and move on. I think that's what Steelers did.
Well, patience is wearing thin in Pittsburgh. Big Ben is talking about a divorce with the Steelers and Mike Tomlin. James Harrison referred to Mike Tomlin as not a great coach. How do you react to what some of your former teammates have said?
You know, it's tough because Mike Tomlin means a lot to me. He means a lot to me on and off the football field. He's somebody who believed in me early in my NFL career, in my Pittsburgh career. You know, this man has been a part of this organization for 19 years. They held on to Chuck Noll for 23 years. You're going to have ups and downs. And I think the Steelers are stuck in between stability and being stagnant. And it's tough, right? But I also try to remind a lot of people that, listen, there's a lot of other teams who had turnover with coaches, and they're still looking for their next guy, right? And they're still looking for their next quarterback. And they're still kind of trying to figure out who they are, what they want to be at the as an organization. The Steelers right now realize that they can't, you know, they can't continue in this mode as far as just constantly cracking the playoffs and just kind of being a one-and-done team. But I also believe Mike Tomlin is the floor, and I think he's the stability. And I also realize the Steelers just don't operate like everybody else. People just want to kind of join to the norms, like, well, Dallas would have fired a coach or this team would have fired. Well, that's what they do. That's not what the Steelers do, right? And that was kind of the running thing with Belichick. Everybody, just because a head coach, didn't do the Belichick way, it didn't make him a good coach. It's not true. You know, everybody beats to their own drum. So I think right now they're 6-6, 2-1 in the division. The season isn't over. They're in a division that everybody's kind of figuring themselves out right now. And it's going to come down to the wire. But they need this game. This is a got-to-have-it game. And this is where you need all hands on deck and everybody who's, you know, with a 8-figure contract to play, put on the cape and deliver.
You know, it just feels like it's time that they should split. Like, this is the Pittsburgh Steelers now. You know, they haven't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. Maybe it turns into one of the Andy Reid situation with the Eagles, where he goes off and, look, it was very successful for him. I know the Eagles didn't hit it right away with Chip Kelly, but then they found Doug Peterson and Nick Sirianni and won two Super Bowls. That's why I think what Ben said is kind of right. It could be best for both parties.
Well, just note this. Mike Tomlin is going to have to fire himself. The Rooneys won't fire Mike Tomlin. It's just that's just not what's going to happen. They've signed him through 2027. And I honestly believe he's going to right the ship. You know, this we're not looking at a 4-7 team that's currently searching for, you know, a top five pick. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about an organization who understands that they have some deficiencies. They haven't delivered. They've suffered some bad losses. But I've also looked at how they responded. They lost to Green Bay and turned around and beat the Colts, right? But then they turned around and beat and lost to the Chargers. So it's just one of them years where they're going to have to maybe do some internal cleaning, right? That's probably the biggest thing they're going to have to really focus on, because the way they didn't respond in the second half against the Bills, I think, was most telling. And the Bills put up 23 points. The Steelers scored zero. And that's where you're like, all right, what didn't we do at halftime for us to get that output? So I think it's going to be more in-house cleaning, but I don't think Mike Tomlin's going anywhere.
Do you think Rodgers will be back next year? Like, I'm watching Rodgers, and I appreciate him playing through the injury, but then he gets hit hard, and he got the nose busted up. Like, I'm sitting there saying, dude, go do your ayahuasca, go sit in a cave, do what you want, and just retire at this rate.
You know, I think that's going to be up to Aaron Rodgers. But I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers from the neck up is so far and beyond what that roster can compute. You know, I think he's just played so much football. He's a four-time MVP. He's 41 years old. He's seen it, done that. Some of those guys, you know, the Steelers on offense isn't an old offense. A lot of them guys are still fairly young, so they're still growing into themselves. I think the biggest thing that he talked about in his presser after the game was, hey, man, we got to be accountable for how we prepare. He talked about going into that Buffalo game. They didn't have a good week of practice. And, you know, this film study, and I'm pretty sure he has meetings where he pretty much gets the receivers together, and it sounded like some guys missed those meetings. And so that's like the level of accountability that every ball player has to have. Are you doing your best going into the game so you prepare for any situation? And only every guy in the helmet can answer that question. I think Aaron Rodgers is tough. I like that. I love that he's our quarterback. I hate that he looks like a battered prize fighter, but I know one thing about him. He's going to figure it out. He's going to get right. And he's also held himself accountable in all those pressures. So it's just a matter of finishing the race. You got to see it through.
Willie Colon here with us. If the postseason started today, the Patriots would be the one seed in the AFC and the Bears would be the one seed in the NFC. Who are you more impressed with this year, the Pats or the Bears?
Probably the Pats, because you're talking about Drake May in year two, Mike Vrabel, you know, jumping back on ship. And I think he has this team ahead of schedule. You're talking about their defense. They don't have a lot of, you know, they don't have a lot of big name guys on that defense. Outside of Christian Gonzalez, you know, Harold Landry's playing at a top level. But overall, together, they matched the identity of how Mike Vrabel played. He was gritty. He was tough. He was disciplined. But he also had, you know, he's a two-way player at that. And so when you watch this team, you know, they seem like they're always prepared. They're always ready for the fight. And in reference to Drake May, I think the fact that we're looking at him as an MVP right now and a serious candidate for MVP just speaks to how the operation is being ran in New England. And I'm not surprised. I played against Mike Vrabel. We had very un-Christian-like things to say to each other. He was a battle axe, man, and we fought and we grinded. But you know, I love the way what he's done with his coaching career. You know, when you talk to guys who have played for him, they see themselves in him, and they're like, hey, man, we can relate to this guy. This guy relates to us. He gets it. He's hands on. We feel like we can communicate with him. There isn't so much of talking to the guy in the ivory tower. He's on the ground level, and it reminds me a lot, believe it or not, my first year with Bill Cowher. That's how a lot of the guys looked at Bill Cowher. Like, he was the guy who didn't. Now, MIT has the same attributes, that those guys don't sit in the ivory tower. They come in the locker room, they mix, they mingle, they're on the field, they're doing drills with guys, you know, they're getting in the mix. They're not just standing on the sideline with a whistle and a clipboard and kind of just watching the boys go. So I think that type of energy and how he operates, man, is contagious, and I'm not surprised about the Pats' success right now.
You know, who was the one player through your career? Like, I usually think trash talk, it's between corners and wide receivers, that's when it's elite. But was there one player on the defensive side of the ball during your career that you could just remember, man, that dude was a great trash talker?
Oh, man. The great Bart Scott was top five. He's like my brother now, and I got to deal with him every Sunday.
Yeah, he's a pain in the ass, let's be real.
Yeah, the great Bart Scott is up there. There was a defensive tackle that used to play for the Browns and Chiefs and he's from Brooklyn. His name is Sean Smith. I don't know if you remember him, nose tackle. He wouldn't shut up. I'm like, you know, between him and Bart, by the time the fourth quarter came, I was like, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Like, we were just lost in translation. We just always cussing each other out. And it was Rodney Harrison was one of those guys. He just, you know, he'll cheap shot you and then talk about your mama after it. So those are the guys that come to mind right off the bat.
Is there a line that's crossed in trash talk? There was something this week where someone said, like, they're going to kill you or something on the field, and that made the waves. Is there ever a line in trash talk in the gridiron?
Yeah, I threaten to take people's lives all the time. That wasn't it. I think anytime you start talking about people's wives or kids, that's when you cross the line. Everything else, you know, unfortunately, your mama will be talked about. Unfortunately, your daddy will be talked about. But anytime you start dipping into, like, talking about people's wives and kids, I think that's when it kind of crosses the line. And I've never gone that route. Let me say this. I tell you what the ultimate line is. You better not spit on me.
Yeah.
Like that, if you spit on me, I'm leaving the stadium in cuffs. So yeah. I'll tell you that.
I would not want to pick a fight with one Willie Colon. Willie Colon here with us for a few more moments. Chiefs, are they going to miss the playoffs? You think this is it for them this year?
I would love for the Texans to put the dagger in. I would. I think solely because I love the way the Texans look on defense. And, you know, so much is talk about their edge rushes, but their interior line led by Sheldon Rankins, who's a journeyman, has been stout too, man. And you talk about Stingley on the back end. And, you know, it's really – man, this is big for C.J. Stroud, man, because, like, he doesn't have to drive this thing. He just can't crash it, right? Because everything looks like the special teams working, the defense is working. They have enough of offense to be effective. He has to play efficient, not be the reason they lose. And the Chiefs, listen, the Chiefs had a hell of a run. You know, it's funny because I've been on a roller coaster. When it started the season, I was saying, hey, man, this is the end of a dynasty. And then they started to rally. They beat Detroit, and they had a couple scrappy wins. And I'm like, oh, I had to eat crow a little bit. But then I'm like, man, I should have stayed true to my gut, right? And so I thought the loss against Denver really was kind of the needle the straw that broke the camel's back. This could be the dagger, and I want to see the Texans win. So that's my feelings about it.
How about the direction of the Jets, a team that you cover for now? And SNY, you obviously played for them. They got rid of Sauce Gardner. They got rid of Quinnen Williams. They're starting to win some more games now as of late. They got their third win of the season. The Jets are moving in what direction?
Well, I think they're starting to build an identity. I like the two acquisitions they was able to get between Michi and I forgot the young
Adonai Mitchell.
Adonai Mitchell, yep. I like that. And then, listen, I think Aaron Glenn is a realist. I know he takes a lot of heat in the media for how he approaches the media. But I also think he understands, like, this thing is going to take time. And to telling that to Jets fans is like putting a nail through their head. Like, bro, we've
again?
Been waiting. Yeah, like we've seen this before. But I think Aaron Glenn has the young guys believing in what he's trying to do, how they practice, and how they operate. And the fact that, you know, I think the biggest tell right now, whether people want to believe it or not, is this team hasn't given up on them. Right? Like, because, you know, you're in the New York market. We see social media. We watch the papers. People are calling for his head, and he's only, you know, he's not even a full season through. People want him fired. And players read it. Players see it. But when you watch the tape and you watch how they're performing, they're fighting. I mean, they almost beat Baltimore. Breece Hall doesn't fumble that football at the end of that game. They may squeeze out of Baltimore with a W, right? And so to see that they're still fighting and scrapping, the guy's still playing hard, I think it's a strong tell that they believe in what he's doing and what he's trying to accomplish. So.
Last thing I'll ask you, Fernando Mendoza, Ty Simpson, Dante Moore, it's not a great quarterback draft class, but they're going to be in the top 10. Do you think the Jets ultimately take a quarterback in this draft?
Zach, you just can't miss anymore, right? We've missed time after time.
But you can miss this year.
You damn sure can miss this year. But I also think if I wouldn't draft a quarterback, I think you go either get another prize defensive weapon or you go get the kid from Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith. You know, I just feel like at this point you start building the team up. If you got to go get another bridge quarterback that can carry you for another 1 or 2 years until you see the guy and know the guy, like, no, this is him. There's no doubt about it. I think you hold off. Now, the question is, you know, who that is. Do you bring Tyrod back? Is there a situation you make a pull for Kyler Murray? Do you stand on the desk and, like, you know, sell your soul, try to get Mac Jones out of San Francisco? Like, it just – there's some options there. But I think you start building this roster up to the point where, like, if you do go get a rookie quarterback, he can float solely because of the talent around him.
He's Willie Colon. Willie, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much, my man.
Always, brother. Thank you for the time.
You got it. There he is, Willie Colon, former NFL offensive lineman with the Steelers and the Jets, Super Bowl champ, obviously with the Steelers, not the Jets, joining us right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Sorry, Saft. I had to just do that to you when we get a little positive Jets talk on this show. We'll come on back. I have an idea for college football playoff expansion. We'll go around the room on that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, we ended that conversation with Willie Colon asking him if he thinks the Jets should take a quarterback this year. So I went to a mock draft. Oh, Andy, this one's from USA Today. Let me just see this real quickly. CBS Sports mock draft. Oh, well, I don't think my buddy Trapasso's even there anymore. Yeah, it's Mike Renner and Ryan Wilson. Now, Ryan has one updated from December 2nd. Mike's last one was in November. So I'll read you one from USA Today, one from CBS Sports. Ryan Wilson, Arvell Reese, the edge rusher, the linebacker from Ohio State, would go one to the Tennessee Titans. I'd have to imagine that if Tennessee, and maybe he didn't want to do any trades here, but Tennessee, don't you have to find one of these teams that are desperate for a quarterback to move up? But here's the thing, like if the order goes which way it is right now, it's Tennessee, the Giants, and the Saints. Well, Tennessee don't need a quarterback. The Giants don't need a quarterback. Then the Raiders are four. They would need a quarterback. The Browns would be five. They need a quarterback. So who knows who would move up? But anyway, in this mock draft that was done by Ryan Wilson, it was number one, Arvell Reese to Tennessee. The Giants would then take Caleb Downs. So you'd have Ohio State players back-to-back picks. Then Fernando Mendoza would go to the Saints at number three. Peter Woods, a defensive lineman out of Clemson, would go to the Raiders at four. Dante Moore, the quarterback out of Oregon, would go five to the Browns. Keldrick Falk, the defensive tackle out of Auburn, would go six to the Commanders. Ty Simpson would go seventh to the Jets. Samter, if the New York Jets draft Ty Simpson, who's got moxie, who's got toughness, right? He's doing a good job at Alabama. Would you be okay with that selection by your football team?
Yeah, I'd be fine with it. I'd be shocked if the Browns take Dante Moore. I mean, they have two second-year quarterbacks and Deshaun Watson coming back. They're not drafting a quarterback high, but who knows?
The Browns are definitely going to be in play for a quarterback this year or next year.
Next year, I think. I think this year, it's a lot of guys who are on that same plane as Gabriel and Shador. There's not like the guaranteed fit. I like Dante Moore. I don't love Dante Moore.
Well, you know,
Moore.
Here's a good question. If Gabriel was in this draft class, would it be a first-round pick? The answer would be no. The answer would be, like, I understand Dylan Gabriel is someone that I even thought was better than what most people thought coming to college. The guy's too small. He's not going to move into the first round. And then Shador, that would have been interesting. Like, if Shador was in this draft class, and, like, let's be real, last year's draft class wasn't anything special. You had two quarterbacks go in the first round, Cam Ward and Jackson Dart. So if Shador didn't make it in the first round last year, would he make it in the first round this year? Now, Nico, you shake your head no, right?
I don't think so.
I kind of think he would. But then he acted like an ass in all these pre-interview draft processes. So maybe he wouldn't.
That's what it was for me. It's the idea that no matter what year he goes into the draft, his interview would have always been the same. And it was clear that a lot of teams didn't like what he was telling them. So I don't think it would have mattered.
For you, if the Jets drafted Ty Simpson seventh, what would be your reaction? You're a college football guy, but you're not a Jet fan. So what would your reaction be?
It's hard for me to get excited about the Jets drafting any quarterback because it seems as though whoever goes there just never succeeds. But I think there's reason to be excited for it for the Jets because, like we've talked about, I don't think the roster around the quarterback is that horrible. So if you put a quarterback like Simpson in a good situation, there's a chance for him to succeed.
All righty, USA Today. But will he succeed to a level like Drake May? I think that's the thing that people are saying on the— Have you seen that on the internet?
I have not.
Yes. David Andrews, former Patriot offensive lineman, is going off. He's like, the 6'7 stuff and this Drake May. I guess that's his nickname, or Drake May. No, it's Drake May, I believe. That's what the kids are saying these days. I thought you would be one of them. You're our kid on the show here. But yeah, if the Jets drafted Ty Simpson, is he going to be Drake May or Josh Allen? No. What do you mean?
The one thing I'll say also is, just generally speaking, I know you can't blame all Bama quarterbacks, but like Jalen Hurts, obviously he went to Oklahoma afterwards.
He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, Jalen Hurts is very good, but he went to Oklahoma afterwards, so it's not like he's just a Bama quarterback. Tua, Mac Jones, Bryce Young, very high drafted Bama quarterbacks who haven't had a lot of NFL success. And before these four guys, there was nobody. Greg McElroy and what's the other guy who am I thinking of? A.J. McCarron.
Uh-oh.
A lot of guys out of Alabama who just didn't
have
success.
You're like, who am I thinking of?
No,
I'm like, there's a lot of them.
I mentioned Catherine Webb, and I was like, what?
John Parker Wilson.
I mean, none of these guys. So I'm not thrilled with a Bama quarterback, but there's always an exception to the rule. I do like Ty Simpson.
Hold on. You're a Jet fan? You're not going to get the obvious one?
That was like 60 years ago.
I'm just saying, did Joe Namath not exist?
Yeah, Joe Namath was. That is great. I love me some Joe Namath.
It's a long time ago, though.
I think they drafted him in 1965, something like that.
It was a little tongue-in-cheek, by the way. So USA Today, this is their mock draft. Arvel Reese, Tennessee Titans 1. Giants, Caleb Downs 2. Reuben Bain Jr. out of Miami would be 3 to the Saints. Keldrick Falk out of Auburn would be 4 to the Raiders. Fernando Mendoza 5 to the Cleveland Browns. Carnell Tate to the Commanders. Jordan Tyson to the Jets. Oh, Santa. You telling me Jordan Tyson wouldn't excite you?
No, it would. A big, strong, tall, Larry Fitzgerald body type receiver. I mean, Mechie and Adonai Mitchell and Garrett Wilson are quick. They're elusive. They're deep threats. They're shortcut. But you don't have that, like, Keyshawn Johnson type of guy who can, like, jump up and just get the ball. I would love me some Jordan Tyson.
And the Jets, right, with the way that their draft capital is, they got two first-round picks coming up this year. They're owning the Colts. Then they got three in 2027. I think there's some parameters on that. Cowboys, I believe, on how that can move. But I think it's the Cowboys in 2027. Then they got the Colts in 2027, and then they got the Jets, you know, their own. You know, if they're going to be seventh, let's just say, like if you fall in love with the quarterback, you take the quarterback. But if they're going to be seventh, you could get a Carnell Tate. You could get a Jeremiah Love. You could even get a defensive player there. And I would continue to just bolster up this roster. And this isn't a year where it's, oh my goodness gracious, the quarterbacks are like, you got two first round picks in 2026 and three in 2027. I would wait.
Just don't draft an offensive lineman. What you do between Membu?
Well, you've drafted enough offensive.
We've drafted. Tippmann was a second round pick 3 years ago, and then you got Elijah Vera Tucker. You got Membu, and then
he's been hurt. But like, I understand. You could use an offensive lineman with one of those picks. I don't think it's crazy. You can never have enough offensive linemen.
I mean, like 5 years in a row, or 4 years in a row, going with an offensive lineman in the first round.
You need them.
I like building in from the trenches, but not every time.
All right, where would you think, if you said take a guess, on both these mock drafts, what number do you think Jeremiah Love would be? Ashton Jeanty last year went six. Yeah, six to the Raiders. Where do you think Jeremiah Love would be right now?
Let's go, I mean, I love Jeremiah Love. Let's go 12.
All you need is love.
Do, 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 do.
Actually, go ahead, Nico. What do you think? What's your guesstimation here?
I'll say 9.
Okay. USA Today has him going 8th to the Arizona Cardinals right now. Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports, has Jeremiah Love going 11th to the Minnesota Vikings. Could you imagine the Vikings? Jeremiah Love, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. Need a quarterback. Need a quarterback. Now, Nico's not happy with me saying they need a quarterback because he still thinks J.J. McCarthy could be the guy. Potentially. J.J. McCarthy hasn't played well. But it'd be one thing if he just wasn't playing well. This dude's always hurt. It's been 2 years. What has he played? 5 games? You know, had no games last year. I know he's on the field for, 2 games to start the season, a game and a half. When he came back and played 2 more games, right? It'd been only 4 games with J.J. McCarthy. Oh, my God. All righty. Michigan sycophant. I'm actually wearing Michigan sweatpants today. I'm not going to stand up and show you my pants because then it's like the junk cam on the Zach Gelb show. We don't need to do that here. And you need a wider lens, by the way. But anyway, Nico, what's your Michigan spin on one J.J. McCarthy?
Obviously, availability is the most important thing, which we haven't seen. But I think that he's shown enough flashes in the short amount of time that we have seen him on the field to make me believe that it is possible for him to be successful.
What flashes outside of the Bears game?
I think he played well in both Bears games, at least in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he wasn't terrible in the game against the Ravens. They kept it close. So we've seen the game in Detroit where they went into Ford Field and won that game. So
do you think he'll be the starting quarterback next year in Minnesota?
I do.
Oh. I don't know. I really don't.
Now, what's their other option, though?
Now, if they get Jeremiah Love and you have Addison, you have Jefferson, all right, maybe you give them another shot. Yeah, they have enough pieces there now. Could they trade for Kyler Murray? I wouldn't be thrilled about that, but him and O'Connell, I'd be intrigued by it. Do they maybe even just say, hey, Daniel Jones, come back. Come back. Come back. And they replace Daniel Jones with J.J. McCarthy. Those would be the first, in the moment, those would be the first 2 things I would give you. Alrighty, Sean Merriman's going to join us coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern time. At 4:20 p.m. Eastern time. I was supposed to do that here, but then we got sidetracked because Willie Colon had a great conversation with us. Nico will give you an idea on what the College Football Playoff Committee should do moving forward in terms of expansion. So will Samter and so will I. If we are expanding the College Football Playoff, how should it look? We'll give you all those ideas coming up in 25 minutes from now. But first up, we will have Sean Merriman on the other side.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.